Today is the 24th, Mr. Chair.
Call the House Committee on Healthcare to order for this beautiful May 24th. And make a couple of announcements. A couple of bills are being rescheduled. Senate Bill 275A will be rescheduled to Wednesday the 31st. 31st, is that right? 24th, yeah.
Yep, a week.
And Senate Bill 1025.
Sorry, I'm not sure what you said.
Is being rescheduled for Wednesday, May 31st. We'll be working on the other bills as we go along, see where we get with it. We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 367A. Madam Administrator, what have we got?
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill 367A comes to you, if you'll recall, at the request of Senator Hansel and Senator Steiner Hayward. This allows a health care provider to disclose an inmate's health information to a physician of the employee of the Department of Corrections facility who is exposed to an inmate's bodily fluids if the exposure is substantial. We had a public hearing on April 26th. Some conversation on Monday about the bill. What we have before us is the A3 amendment that clarifies that the employee has had to have direct exposure to the inmate's bodily fluids, and we have the A6 amendment, which adds the Oregon Correction Enterprises employees to the list of employees to be, if they get exposed, to be part of this procedure.
Okay.
And we have all the paperwork. There's no fiscal or revenue impact on either amendment, Mr. Chair.
Can I have a motion on the amendments, please?
Chair Granlund, I would like to move the dash A3 dated April 21st, 2017 to Senate Bill 367.
Representative Noss moves amendment A3 dated 4/21/17 to Senate Bill 367A. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Everybody's good.
Is there any objection to the motion? So ordered.
Chair Greenlee, I would like to move the dash A6 amendment to Senate Bill 367A dated May 17, 2017.
I think Representative Noss just moved the adoption of the dash A6 to Senate Bill 367A dated 5/17/17. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Did you have a question? Thank you. Okay.
Is there any objection to the motion? So ordered. Representative Noss.
Chair Grant, I would like to move Senate Bill 367A to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Noss moves Senate Bill 367A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion of the motion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kennedy.
Aye.
Representative Bueller.
I'm sorry?
Excuse. Representative Bueller.
Excuse.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kennemer.
Excuse.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Pack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Noss.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Yes.
Chair Greenman?
Aye. The motion carries. Representative Hayden, would you carry this one?
Yes.
Thank you. Representative Hayden will carry Senate Bill 367A. I guess it will be 367B at that point.
Correct.
I close the work session on Senate Bill 367A. Open a work session on Senate Bill 934A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this bill comes before you at the request of Senator Steiner Hayward and Representative Bueller. We had a public hearing on the bill on May 15th. You'll recall that this requires the coordinated care organization, commercial insurers, public employees benefit board, and the Oregon Educators Benefit Board by January 1, 2023 to spend at least 12% of the global budget or premiums on primary care. It does some other things that we don't necessarily need to read. We do have the A6 amendment that came to us from Senator Steiner Hayward, and if the committee will allow Sam Barber of the Oregon Family Physicians to come up and walk the committee through that amendment, that would be great.
That'd be great. Can you join us, Mr. Barber?
Chair Greenlick, members of the committee, for the record, Sam Barber with the Oregon Academy of Family Physicians. If you will recall, during the public hearing on this bill, Providence testified in support but brought a couple concerns. Their testimony caused the Oregon Health Authority to review the bill once again, and they realized something important, that the language in the bill didn't align properly with the language in the primary care spend report. That report is what Senate Bill 934 is based on and is a necessary mechanism to keep the bill simple. So what we did was we looked back and lifted some language so that carriers and CCOs only will have to report their primary care spending data once rather than go through a whole new rulemaking process. So for example, in places where the bill requires a commercial insurer to spend at least 12% of their premium on primary care, the dash A6 would change it to read, requires a commercial insurer to spend at least 12% of its total medical expenditures on primary care. This language has the additional benefit of addressing two of Providence's other concerns. One, that pharmaceutical costs would be included in the calculation, and two, that premium taxes would be included. Both of those are excluded in the dash A6.
I heard that the original calculation on the PEB spend was rather low, but that there was a recalculation using a different set of data that makes it closer to 12. Do you have any information on that?
I have the only data I have is from the primary care spend report itself, and I believe that on average for OEB and PEB, spending is about 7% of overall.
I heard somebody calculated a relatively higher amount. You don't have any idea about it.
I believe in the public hearing, Providence, Jessica Adamson may have testified that their internal calculations showed that it was higher. I haven't seen those numbers, and I don't have any further information.
That is where it came from.
Pardon?
That is where it came from. I remember that. Thank you. Are there any other questions, Mr. Barber? Thank you very much for clarifying for us.
And we do have the paperwork on the A6, Mr. Chair and committee members. We have a fiscal statement, but it is just a statement of explanation and a no revenue impact on the A6.
And it doesn't have to go to Ways and Means?
They are not requesting it.
Okay.
Comment?
So I noticed that this includes dental care, so it might encourage our CCOs to be more interested in talking with our dentists.
It's probably a good thing.
Hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Certainly the nonprofits would be more interested. So.
Let's move on.
Touche.
Do I have a motion?
Chair Greenlee, I would like to move the dash A6 to Senate Bill 934A, dated May 24, 2017.
Representative moves we adopt the dash A6 amendments, dated 5/24/17, to Senate Bill 934A. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? So ordered.
Chair Greenlee, I would like to move Senate Bill 934A as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Representative Nose moves Senate Bill 934A to the floor as amended with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative
Kenny
Geyer.
Aye.
Representative Bueller.
Excuse.
Representative Alonzo.
Aye.
Representative Kennedy.
Excuse.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Pack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenlund.
Aye. Motion carries. Senate Bill 934A is on the way to the floor. With a new pass recommendation, Representative Kenny Geyer, will you carry that? It's Bueller. All right, let's know, Representative. It was Bueller and Simon Hayward. Good. We'll ask Dr. Bueller to carry it, and we'll see if we can get him here in time so we can actually vote on it. I will temporarily close the work session on Senate Bill 934A and open a work session on Senate Bill 48A. Madam Administrator?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 48A comes to you at the request of the Oregon Health Authority. We had a public hearing on the 10th of May. This directs certain professional regulatory boards to collaborate with the Oregon Health Authority to adopt rules regarding the reporting of the completion of continuing education relating to suicide prevention upon the reauthorization to practice. It also establishes record-keeping and reporting requirements, requires OHA to submit a biennial report of compliance to the Legislative Assembly by August 1 in even-numbered years, requires OHA to approve and develop a list of continuing education opportunities. We have two amendments before the committee, Mr. Chair, the A5s, which directs specified licensed health providers to complete a one-time-only pain management continuing education requirement, directs the Oregon Medical Board, in consultation with the Pain Management Commission, to identify by rule licensed physicians who must complete the pain management education program. The A6s are from Representative Kenny Geyer. Do you want me to highlight it, or would you like to take over?
I'm happy to say what they are.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So there's three main things that we tried to do in this bill. One was to say anywhere where it says that the continuing education must be approved by the board and by OHA, we removed any kind of approval process since continuing education. We didn't want that to be a bottleneck, basically. We just want to hear, we want to report back on how many people are taking continuing education. So that is one of the main things that we did. Second thing is we tried to streamline what the boards had to collect information and report back on. So in this bill that came over from the Senate, it says that you need to collect information on how many people are taking it, what percentage of your licensees are taking it, and in addition to that, how many hours the training was, whether it was in person or electronic, what association provided it, and then what cities and counties the practitioner or licensee practiced in. And we boiled that down to basically just what county. Did they take it at all in what county to make it much easier for them to report back on? We did want something, and I just noticed it's not in this amendment, so I'm sitting here going, oh, no, it's not in the amendment, but I'll bring it up. But what the other thing that we wanted in there was, aside from the box that said, did you take it, we also wanted them to say, are you willing to share your information with OHA so OHA can contact you and get further information about that? And now that I'm reading this more carefully, I'm seeing that that piece didn't get in there. So I'm looking at the people that brought this. The last thing that it did was to say, in addition to the report back about what percentage took the continuing education, that the board should also report back on any initiatives that they're taking to spread information about that continuing education. It can be continuing education. Actually, the intent of it was not only formal continuing education, but anything that has to do with suicide awareness. So now that I see that one piece got left out, which is asking for permission to share information about people that did take the continuing education, I'm wondering if somebody who had brought this bill forward would like to address that and see whether we want to hold it over and try to get that piece in.
Can they do it by rules?
Anybody want to talk about that?
Well, so
administrative rules.
I did wonder if they could do it by administrative rule, but they were actually supposed to either modify or change line 33 on page 2, which says the board shall remove any personally identifying information from the data submitted to the board under this subsection. What they were supposed to add was, except for those willing to share information with OHA. So if we leave it as is, actually they're not allowed to share the information. I don't know that they can do it in rule. I think it would be a really simple fix, and it was something that was intended, and I overlooked the fact that that line didn't get changed. So I guess my preference is to get it right. We have until June 2nd.
Hold it over,
and hold it over. But I'm looking for acknowledgement there.
Get it right.
Sure.
I think that was kind of an important piece.
Can we ask OMA if they have a comment?
Oh, and yes, and if you'd like OMA to come, like someone from OHA or OMA to come up and address the bill, I do want to add that I had a lot of conversations with Oregon Medical Association, the Oregon Medical Board, mental health advocates and others in designing what the changes that we wanted, and there was unanimous support in the direction that this was going.
That's what I heard.
Chair Greenlich, members of the committee, for the record, Sarah Lochner, Oregon Health Authority. We are fine either way, Representative Kinney-Geyer, with whichever road you want to take. We would like to have that in there. I think that gives us an opportunity to collect more information, more specific information that we didn't, that we're amending out. But we can live with it if you choose to pass the amendment as is.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Yeah, we have time.
Let's go for it.
Hold over.
Courtney, you supporting this?
Hi, Courtney Dresser for the Oregon Medical Association, and we support the A6, yes.
You'd rather not have the checkbox.
Though, as long as it's clear that the information would be only if they choose to release that information.
Is there a Hayden?
I have a question for the OMA. I understand that this continuing education piece is for practitioners who understand the concerns dealing with suicide and suicide prevention. Does that include anything that they do for their own physical well-being, mental health? The reason I ask, it includes dentists, and dentistry has historically had one of the highest, if the not highest, rates of professionals committing suicide themselves. So if they are...
We haven't heard from the boards that they intend to have that as a piece of the education they're trying to achieve.
We have heard or haven't heard?
We have heard that the boards are interested in trying to make sure they're professional. I'm sure it's a mixed bag, but that their licensees are helped
part of that.
Think about their own suicide issues. Sure. I heard that specifically from the medical board.
Chair Greenlich and Vice Chair Hayden, there's a particular piece that we really appreciated in the A6 and Representative Geyer's amendment that allowed for the reporting, when the boards report back, that they could report some of the initiatives that they are doing around this issue. As you might have heard from the board, if not from hopefully from us, that we've been working on a statewide wellness program for physicians at the medical board level. Lane County already has a very good program, and so does Marion Polk County, for physician wellness. So we are also doing a program in October, I believe, around bringing the joy back into medicine and practicing medicine, which will probably include some CME of some kind around wellness. And we would assume that would be something that we could report on this database if this bill passes, because that would include physician wellness.
Do you think becoming a legislature increases or decreases the threat of suicide on a professional?
Oh, decreases. This is easy. This is fun.
This is sort of wet brain dentistry.
I'll reserve my comments.
Sometimes feels like pulling teeth, doesn't it?
Person K guy, what do you think?
I think we should wait and try to get it right. I mean, worst come to worst, if the amendment didn't come back in time before June 2nd, we passed this. It's on there, but I'd rather get it right. I'm feeling very remiss that I missed
in our last deadline. Our last meeting is May 31st, not June 2nd.
Yeah, we have one. When's the date of the last meeting?
Well, the date of the last meeting is June 2nd, Mr. Chair, but we did not post an agenda out for May 2nd.
We couldn't carry it over by having...
We're not going to have, like, informational hearings about,
Because we would have had to have posted an agenda last week for that day.
So next Wednesday is
our drop dead.
That would be great if you could carry it over to next Wednesday or post it by next Wednesday, whatever you can do.
If we do that, can we shore up your assumption that these self-wellness would count for your reporting? Is there anything that you would want in there to... You're saying you assume it would. Is there anything in there that OMA might want to make sure that the language isn't just an assumption, that it is included?
Chair Greenlich, Vice Chair Hayden, my reading of the A6 is that these are not approved CMEs anymore, like it was in the original bill. And I think that gives us a little more flexibility.
Can I Mr. Chair, can I say something? So what I actually asked for in that particular section was that they would report back on any information about initiatives by the board to promote suicide risk assessment, treatment, and management among its licensees, which is even broader that what got actually written up in legalese, in my view, is more limiting. So that's another piece I would want to massage. It says, shall include in the report information about any initiatives by the board to promote the continuing education described in Section 2. So I think my original language was broader and would capture more. So I will ask to have that reinserted.
Great. Sure, I mean, so broad that you lose some of the support you have. All right. I'm going to carry over.
That's fine.
What are we, 48? Mm-hmm. I'm going to carry over Senate Bill 48A. Close the work session on Senate Bill 48A. I'd like to stand at ease and for just a couple minutes and see if we can find members.
I would
like to vote on your own bill.
Yeah. You want
to
vote on the bill you're carrying?
Susan, for you.
We've been hanging out waiting for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Big time.
So we're just standing
here. Amen.
Thanks for
calling. Call the committee back to order.
Send this to her.
I have a motion.
Vice Chair Nose.
Chair Greenlick, I would like to move that we suspend the rules. For the purposes of allowing Representative Bueller to cast a vote on Senate Bill 934A.
Representative Nose moves we suspend the rules to allow Representative Bueller to vote on Senate Bill 934A. Any objection? So ordered. Representative Bueller?
I vote yes, and thank you very much for hanging around and letting me vote. I appreciate it very much.
And one more.
One more. I'll close the work session and open the work session. No. Take it a minute.
Okay, Chair Greenlink, I would like to move that the committee suspend the rules for the purposes of allowing Representative Bueller to vote on Senate Bill 367A.
Representative Nose moves. We suspend the rules to allow Representative Bueller to vote on Senate Bill 367A. Any objection?
That's okay.
So ordered. Representative Bueller?
Yes.
Don't say we never did nothing for you.
Thank you.
We are adjourned. We are adjourned.
Yeah. Thank you.